Righto, we're ready for this.
Righto.
Okay.
What was that move called, you know?
Just a headlock takedown.
Headlock takedown.
Pretty simple but effective.
Yep.
He's got him another headlock here. Marsha Sampson pushes the powerhouse into the ropes.
Marsha Sampson. Oh! Oh.
That's a hip and, shoulder.
Yep.
One! Bang! What do you call that? So off those ropes to slam.
So all he's done there is he's pushed him off the ropes, sent him through and caught him with a clothesline, knocked him down onto his back.
Good old clothesline.
Yeah, never failed.
Oh! Powerhouse looks like he's fading here.
He's down.
I think he's done.
He's tapping out. He's going to choke hold him. What's that? It's a forehead lock.
It's not a forehead.
Oh, to the ribs again.
And it's...
Oh. Yeah, now he's going to choke hold. Tap out. Tap out, power.
He's like, no. No. Tap down.
He's tapped out. Good effort, lads. What sort of weapons do we use, mate? I mean, I know there's obviously brute strength and stuff in the ring, but other stuff. I know chairs, obviously. I've seen people get whacked with chairs.
So we've got your staples. You got like steel chairs, you got your kendo sticks, you got tables that people get thrown through, all those sorts of things. I've been hit with cookie sheets, of all things. even the timekeeper's bell, that can be used in the matches too. Just got to watch out for the referee, though. You don't want to get caught hitting somebody with a weapon when it's not allowed because you get yourself disqualified. Right. Yep.
Nut grabs, squirrel.
Well, if you want to go that way, you can, but not everyone's the same as you, so...
What about fingers up the nostril, ear holes? What about a wedgie?
Oh, wedgies are all... Yeah, do wedgies, yeah. Go for it, yeah. That's the way you got to go.
Got to say, it's legit, though. Like, for those... You're putting your body on the line. It doesn't matter, you know, for those who are watching it on TV, think that, oh, it's fake. This is not fake. You guys put your body on the line.
That's correct, yeah. Everything we do has that element of risk to it. We do train. We do try to make sure that everything's done safely. Please don't try it at home or at school or anything like that. We have to throw that out there. But yeah, even when you land correctly, it's still a landing from 6 feet in the air. You're still hurting yourself, getting that thud, getting that that impact going onto your body. So it really does, it takes its toll.
It's sort of got everything, doesn't it? It's got drama, it's got physicality, it's got violence, it's got music, it's a show, it's a sport.
It's got the outfits.
It's a live stunt show with no retakes in front of a live audience.